Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilui nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Rav ben Sion. Tonight's class is also in the merit of a speedy recovery for Tinoket Bat Elka. So this little boy developed a very rare disease. It took quite a number of tests till the doctors even figured out what it was, what was happening in his body, and they saw that this is something that you need a special surgeon, someone who really knows what he's doing in this department. They recommended to the boy's father that he quickly gets in touch with a certain Jewish doctor. And this doctor knew exactly what to do, but he'd have to get it very, very quickly. The father got the cell number of the surgeon, and he called him directly. And he explained to him the situation. He said, look, my son is in a dire situation. If you don't do surgery on him, what I'm told is that he is not going to make it. Please, can you do this surgery right away? The doctor answered very calmly. He says, I'll try to get back to you soon. I can't do it right now. And this father is exasperated. What do you mean you can't do it right now? And the doctor had to hang up. A little while later, again, the father calls this doctor and he says, did you understand what I said? My son is going to die if you don't do this surgery. And the doctor answered once again, I can't do it right now. The third time that the father called this doctor, the doctor replied, I will be there as soon as I can. Eventually, the doctor made it. He met them at the hospital. The boy was prepped for surgery. The surgery was successful, thank God. The boy made it and was in recuperation. A few weeks later, the doctor approached the father and he said, I have to explain something to you. I know you were exasperated by the way I replied on that first day, but I have to tell you where I was and why I answered the way I did. At the time that you called me, my own father had just died and I was arranging for his burial. And then we had to do the burial. And as soon as I could after that, even though we normally go right into Shiva, I came to the hospital and did the surgery. Wow. Wow, how the man had misjudged this doctor. We don't see the whole picture, and we think we may know what's going on. We're ready to judge, but at best, it's half a story. In this week's portion of Ki Tisa, God instructs Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, of the proper and safe way for the Jewish people to be counted. Each person is represented by the half shekel currency that they would give. The first collection of half shekelim was used towards the sockets of the Mishkan, the tabernacle. And the second collection of the half shekelim was used for the communal sacrifice. Whether rich or poor, the amount did not change. You were counted by your half shekel. Now, we know that if you have a building campaign and you're raising for ongoing expenses, there's always room and there's always need for more. So what's with the half shekel specifically? I mean, how many of you have ever tried to give more to a synagogue and been told, no, I only want your half dollar? There's a number of beautiful interpretations. One is that one Jew is incomplete without the other, and we need each other. We've spoken about this many times over the last number of years. But perhaps after hearing the story with the surgeon, we can impress upon ourselves how vital it is that we remember at all times that at best, we're only seeing half a story. So often we're so sure and we're ready to judge a situation. You know, the half shekel and the communal sacrifices they sponsored were to achieve atonement for the golden calf, which is also discussed in this week's parsha. While Moses is in the heavens studying and receiving the Torah from God for 40 days and 40 nights, The Jews miscalculate and create a golden calf as a deity. The story needs a lot of in-depth study, which we can't do here. But at one point, while Moshe Rabbeinu is with God, Hashem points out to Moshe that the Jews have committed the most egregious sin and created a false god. The only reaction we have from Moses when God speaks negatively about the Jewish people is the reaction of a leader begging and advocating on behalf of his people. In fact, the Medrash tells us that Moshe taught us by example, right at this juncture, that when hearing Lashon Hara about anyone, we don't believe it unless we actually see the whole picture for ourselves. Parenthetically, as mentioned before, we never see the whole picture. We only see things from our vantage point. So even when Moses heard about the sins of the Jewish people from God Almighty himself, Moshe didn't accept or judge, and therefore we only see his reaction when he descended the mountain and he saw firsthand with his own eyes that the Jews were worshiping the golden calf. Only then did he cast down the tablets and break them. Wow, that's very powerful stuff. If Moshe didn't even jump to conclusions when hearing a report from God, what does that teach us about recognizing no matter how awful a situation appears to be, we don't know the whole story, and we certainly cannot accept secondhand reports. Speaking about situations that don't appear or feel pleasant to us, this week marked a year that our community in BC and most communities around the world faced major challenges and changes due to the coronavirus, which really hit the world and began spreading at the end of 2019 and the beginning of 2020. The global pandemic brought the world to its knees and affected virtually everyone in one way or another. There were so many lives lost, so many grieving, so many physically or emotionally ill, so many traumatized, so many panicking, so many in fear, so many lonely, so many facing poverty, so many children not being educated, and this is only the beginning of the negative list. Throughout the year, during these classes, we've spoken about how this challenging time has created so many heroes and how growth comes from the struggles we face. We've spoken about miracles and about the walking miracles. We've spoken about faith and fortitude. And we've spoken about greatness that has emerged from what appears to be the most horrendous of situations. But tonight, let's take a few minutes in this month of joy in Adar to be grateful that we are here. Alive. We are 1 year survivors of COVID-19. Acknowledging that we don't even know half the story, we can thank God that at least we are here today in whatever shape, manner, or form. Rabbi Chaim Fogelman reminded me of the story of a young woman who was trapped in a burning building. There was a young man who noticed her and courageously entered the building and managed to save her. He risked his life and he got very hurt in the process, but the girl survived and was doing well. She went to visit the young man in the hospital and tried to express her gratitude as best as possible. "How can I ever repay you? What can I do for you? My father has money. What would you like? You risked everything for me." The bandaged young man looked at her. "You can make your life a life worth saving." Let's take these moments to realize how blessed we are to have made it thus far. There are many who didn't make it this far, and there are many who sacrificed. The gratitude to God won't make all our challenges disappear, but it will hopefully invigorate us to face our challenges and our lives with greater passion so that we take what we have and make it truly a life where God is proud of us because we're living a life worth saving and a life worth living by God's standards. And by living this type of life, may we be meritorious of all the promises that God gives us also in this portion when we truly live properly. God says, E'ese nifla'ot asher lo nivra'u. I will make wonders that you've never seen. It's never been created before, b'chal ha'aretz, in all the world, in all the goyim, in all the nations. V'ra'a kol ha'am asher Hashem b'kirbo et ma'aseh Hashem ki norahu asher ani oseh imcha. Everybody's going to see God's wondrous ways. Let it be soon. Let it be quickly. Let it be without any more sacrifices. But may we take the lessons of this week's portion. We only know half a story, and let's make it a life worth saving. Thank you, everyone, for joining me in elevating the airwaves. L'ilo Nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Rav Ben-Zion. Please remember, a little light dispels a lot of darkness. And Shabbat in South Surrey begins at 5:44.